So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the halacha of shchimra shakasav kanochasav la'achirim, v'leishar karka kalshu. If a dying person assigned all his assets to others, and he did not keep any land for himself, immeis kana, if he dies, the recipient acquires the matana without a kinyan because the chacham initiated that divir shchimra kiksuv n'mesurim dami. A dying person's verbal instructions alone are considered a kinyan, and no further kinyan is required. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding matna shchimra shakasav b'kinyan. If a dying person bequeathed all his assets to someone, and he also wrote a kinyan into the will, or he actually performed a kinyan, if he dies, does the recipient acquire the matana or not? Rav holds arkeve atrei rikshe. The recipient does acquire the matana, and it does not go to the heirs because we assume that the shchimra was miyapes kaicha. He intended to strengthen his matana with the benefits of both a shchimra and a bari as follows. Harehi kematnas bari, shem omar in a chaser. He performed the kinyan so that the matana should also be considered a matnas bari, that if the shchimra recovers, he could not retract from the matana even though he assigned all his assets, because it was a matnas bari. Harei kematnas shchimra, shem omar halva'asa leplaini, halva'asa leplaini. And he gave a tzava so that the matana should also be considered a matnas shchimra, that if he assigned a milva alpeh, a verb alone, the matana is effective because it was a matnas shchimra, even though generally one cannot transfer a milva alpeh even with a kinyan. Shmuel, however, disagrees and says, lo yadana my odun ba. The recipient does not acquire the matana, and it does go to the heirs because the shchimra's intentions are unknown, and perhaps he was not miyapes koicha, but rather shemele gomel haknoise ele b'shtar vein shtar lachamisa. Perhaps his intention was to retract from the matna shchimra, and he wants the matana to take effect only through the shtar, not through his tzava. And this matana cannot take effect at all because the kinyan cannot be accomplished after the owner's passing. The Gemara proceeds with a contradiction in both Rav and Shmuel from another ruling. Shchimra sha'amar kisvu b'tenu manu l'pleini umeis. If a dying person gave instructions that they shall both write and give one mana to so-and-so, and then he died. Kisvu implies only with a shtar, while tenu implies through a tzava. Rav says, ein kaisvin v'naisen. His instructions are not to be fulfilled, because perhaps he was not meyapes koiche, but rather, shemele gomel haknoise el b'shtar v'en shtar l'achar misa. While Shmuel says, Hilchas HaKaisvin V'Naisen, his instructions are to be fulfilled because we assume that he was Meyapa Eskoicha with both Ishtar and Eitzava. Kashad Rav Adirav, Kashad Shmuel Adishmuel. The Gemara reconciles these two rulings as follows. According to Rav, there is no stira because in the first case of Matna Shchimra Shekosah B'Kinyan, Arkeve Atrei Rikshi, it refers to where the Konamine. The Shchimra actually performed the Kinyan, therefore we assume that he was Meyapa Eskoicha and his instructions are fulfilled. However, in the second case of Kisvu b'tenu manu l'pleini, ein kaisim b'naisen, it refers to a delay konamine. The Shchimra did not actually perform a kinyan, but rather he told others to give the matana with a kinyan. Therefore, we do not assume that he was meyapes kaichai, and his instructions are not fulfilled because shema l'gomel haknoise el b'shtar vein shtar l'achamisa. According to Shmuel, there is also no stira, because in the second case of Kisvu b'tenu manu l'pleini, Kaisvin v'naisin refers to where b'miyapes kaichai. There the Shchimra instructed them to add the kinyan to the original tzava, and it is obvious that he intends to strengthen the matana with the benefits of both the tzava and the kinyan. Therefore, his instructions are fulfilled. However, in the first case of matna Shchimra, shakasa b'kinyan, le'edan ma'odimba, it refers to where delay miyapes kaichai. There the Shchimra did not specify to add the kinyan to the tzava. Therefore, we do not assume that he was meyapa es kaicha and his instructions are not fulfilled, because shema legomel haknoise el b'shtar vein shtar l'achamisa. The Gemara continues, pshita kasav lezeh v'kasav lezeh. If a shchimra assigned all his assets to one person, and then he reassigned them all to another person, but loizika, he did not hand the will to either one. Im meis, sheini kana. If he dies, the second person acquires the assets, because daitiki mevetelis daitiki. The second tzava revokes the first tzava. As the Gemara explained earlier, kol sha'ilu amad chayzer, chayzer b'matnase. Since had he recovered, he could retract from the gift, because there was no shir. Therefore, any time before he dies, he can reassign the gift to the second person. Kasa b'zika lezeh, kasa b'zika lezeh. If he both assigned and handed the will to the first person, and then he assigned and handed the will to the second person, there's a machlekes. Rav says, rishon kana, harehi kematnas bari. If he dies, the first person acquires all the assets, because as the Rashbam explains, zika kikinyan chashavle. The mere transfer of the will is like a kinyan in that the superfluous action is an indication that he was miyapes kaicha with the benefits of both a shchimra and a bari, and one cannot retract or reassign a matnas bari to a second person. And Rav concurs with his earlier ruling regarding matna shchimra shakas b'kinyan arkev atrei rikshi because he was miyapes kaicha. Shmuel says, Sheini kana, harei kemat neshchimra. If he dies, the second person acquires all the assets. And even though he was Zika, this is not an indication that he was Meyapes Kaicha, but rather it remains a Matneshchimra, in which one can retract or reassign a Matneshchimra to a second person. And Shmuel concurs with his earlier ruling regarding Matneshchimra, Shakasa Bakinyan, Loyadana, my Odomba, because perhaps he was not Meyapes Kaicha. However, the Gemara concludes that Shmuel does agree in the case of Shchimra, Shakasa, Konochasa, Blacherim, Vizika, Vekonomi Yodai, Einacha Kinyan Klum. If a Shchimra assigned all his assets to one person, and he handed him the will, and then he also performed a kinyan, the Shchimra cannot reassign the matana to a second person, because as the Rashbam explains, kibin the kuli hai avid lo yhave ela liapas as kaychei. Since the Shchimra did both the zika and kinyan, it is obvious that his intentions are only to strengthen the matana with the benefits of a matnas bari, and one cannot retract or reassign a matnas bari.